Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Oh Good Grief, a collection of tunes from the various Charlie Brown specials by Vince Guaraldi. It's on Warner Brothers Records, and we heard Linus and Lucy. It's been really warm here in the Northeast, with humidity levels higher than usual during the summer. I've noted a distinct decrease in the number of kids coming out to play in these sultry days. I can recall by this time in the summer, I was bored with the time off and secretly wished school would begin again. I never admitted this to any of my friends, but I'm pretty sure they felt the same way. This is the perfect time to introduce your kids to some great music, which holds the interest of your children and secretly doesn't insult the parents with a lot of nonsense. This week I've pulled together a bunch of tunes that are entertaining for parents and children alike. So call your family together for an hour of great music. We'll open with Baby Mine by Bonnie Raitt from the collection Stay Awake. This collection of interpretive music from vintage Disney films is on A&M Records. Music to ward off the late summer doldrums on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. Little one, when you play, don't you mind what they say? Let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear
hop on the plane and catch the local bus. Leave behind school and my teacher's dirty looks. Jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. Jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. Well, up comes the sun and we're headed for the beach. Suntan, lotion, and boombox in reach. Castles made of sand and shells by the shore. Catch us some rays like never before. Ah, feel the sun. It's a tropical vacation. Come along with us. Up on the plane and catch the local bus. Leave behind school and my teacher's dirty looks. Jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. We're jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. Well, there's lots of fun for us in the deep blue sea. Surf's up, cowabunga, put on your water skis. Snorkel and flipper and we're headed for the reef. Look out for the sharks with the big ugly teeth. It's a tropical vacation, come along with us. Up on the plane and catch the local bus. Leave behind school and my teacher's dirty looks. Jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. Jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. Sun goes down and we're headed for town. We're shopping for bikinis, everyone is dancing around. Reggae and limbo and we're dancing to the beat. Do the funky hula and beat the tropic heat. Oh, do the funky hula. It's a tropical vacation, come along with us. Up on the plane and catch the local bus. I leave behind school and my teacher's dirty looks. We're jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. Jamming in the islands, forget those homework books. Oh, we're jamming in the islands, forget those homework books.
We're playing music this week that's not for kids only. Some kids' tunes that the parents might like as well. That's Dave Fry from his recording I Like Peanut Butter and Tropical Vacation. And before that, we heard from Bobby McFerrin from the recording Simply Mad About the Mouse. We heard Bobby's rendition of the Siamese Cat song that comes from Lady and the Tramp. That's on Columbia Records. And to start off that set, we heard from Bonnie Raitt from Stay Awake, which are interpretations of music from vintage Disney films as well. And we heard Baby Mine from Dumbo. That's on A&M Records. We're listening to some music this week for late summer when you're really tired of going outside and all the heat and the humidity and you want to stay indoors and just listen to some music. This is a set of tunes dedicated to all the moms that are sitting there with their kids. And we'll lead off with Christine Lavin with Sometimes Mother Really Does Know Best on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I don't know how this came to me, but it did, and I know you moms are going to be so happy with this song. I'm not sure if the daughters are going to be happy. This song is called Sometimes Mother Really Does Know Best. Daughter looked in mother's eyes and pleaded, please say yes. You never criticize my friends, my hair, or how I dress. A tiny little eyebrow piercing on me would look sublime. The mother thought about this for quite a long, long time. An eyebrow piercing. That's a permanent reminder of a temporary fad. When you're old and gray, my dear, you'll think back and be glad that your mother had the foresight to turn down your request. Sometimes mother really does know best. Samantha dancing on my skin. All the other kids have one and I want to fit in. A delicate little butterfly mother right here on my wrist. The mother thought about it, then she said this. A tattoo! That's a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling. Think Angelina and Billy Bob before you hit the ceiling. You think a tattoo on your teenage skin will make you look unique, but when you're older, you look like a circus freak. Mother and the daughter barely spoke for the next year, except for the occasional and snotty sneer. Whatever. It looked like there was nothing that could mend the sorry rift, till the daughter overheard the mother discuss getting her facelift. Oh, a facelift, mother? That's a permanent reminder of a temporary fear. Only the lucky ones grow older every year. And I don't think you look like that bad for a hag your age. The mother sat there in a smoldering rage. Now, there's two ways the song could go. You could have a beautiful, uplifting, wholesome ending where everyone learns lessons of self-acceptance and go on to lead happy, productive lives. Or it could go to the dark side. I will decide based on your applause. Who would like the wholesome ending? Who wants the dark side? You asked for it. Mother said to daughter, okay, let's make a deal. Though your words stung me, at least now I know how you feel. If you let me get my facelift, you can get that tattoo now. And yes, I'll even let you pierce your brow. Both had their procedures done on the same day. If only they had known the heavy price they'd have to pay. The mother had her facelift done by Dr. Frankenstein. She came out looking like a combination monkey and drag queen. And the daughter's tattoo went just fine, but not that eyebrow ring. She contracted an infection too gross for me to see. And both of them died disgusting, awful, stinking deaths. Both had this to say with their dying breaths. We're a permanent reminder of our temporary insanity. We sacrificed our looks, our lives, for our foolish vanity. And at the reading of their will, they left one last bequest: a pillow upon which was embroidered, "Sometimes Mother really does know."
Galleons, daggers in their skivvies, with infected tattooed fingers on a blunderbuss or two, signs of scurvy in their eyes and only mermaids on their minds. It's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you.
There are lumberjacks from Kodiak vacationing in Anchorage, enchanted with their pine tar soup and caribou shampoo, with 7 weeks of back pay in their aromatic woolens. It's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you.
We sit down to have a chat. It's F word this and F word that. I can't control how you young people talk with one another, but I don't want to hear you use that F word with your mother.
There are militant survivalists with Gucci bandoleros taking tacky, khaki, walkie-talkies to the rendezvous, trading all the latest armor-piercing ammo information. It's from them I would expect to hear the F-word, not from you.
There are jocks who think that God himself is drooling in the bleachers in a cold November downpour with a belly full of brew, whose entire grasp of heaven has a lot to do with football.
It's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you. We sit down to have a chat. It's F word this and F word that. I can't control how you young people talk with one another, but I don't want to hear you use that F word with your mother.
There's unsavory musicians with their filthy pinko lyrics who destroy the social fabric and enjoy it when they do,
with their groupies and addictions and their poor heartbroken parents.
It's from them I would expect to hear the F word, not from you.
We sit down to have a chat. It's F word this and F word that. I can't control how you young people talk with one another, but I don't want to hear you use that F-word with your mother.
It's starting up.
It's starting up yet? Do you want to sing anything else?
Yes.
Okay. Let's sit up here. There you go. Okay. What else do you want to sing?
We'll sing English.
Okay. What song shall we sing?
Over, over.
Harlem to Dover?
Yeah.
I've been to Harlem, I've been to Dover, I've traveled this wide world all over,
over.
Three times over.
Over.
Drink what you have to drink and turn the glasses over.
Over.
Sailing
west.
East, sailing west, sailing over the ocean. You better watch out when the boat begins to rock, or you'll lose your girl in the ocean. I've been to... I've been to...
Okay.
I've been to Dover. I've traveled this wide world all over, over, over. Three times over. Drink what you have to drink and turn the glasses
over.
Sailing east, sailing
west,
sailing.
Sing by myself.
Okay, you sing by yourself. Good.
You thought.
I've been to
over.
I've been to
Holland.
I've traveled
this wide world all over.
Over, over.
Yeah.
That's part of the handle.
Yeah. Get it rolled on it.
Not while the tape is running right now. Do you want to finish singing the song?
No, that's enough.
That's enough. You ready to turn it off?
No. One more song.
Okay, sing one more song. What song are you going to sing?
Yes.
No idea.
Yes.
Is it Shawneetown?
No.
Is it Jericho?
No.
Is it Guard the Garden song?
No.
Is it Whoop Jamboree?
No. Yes.
Okay. Will you sing it to our... Can we sing it with you?
Yeah.
The pirate, he looks out ahead with a hen on the chain and a heaving of the lead. The old man roars to wake the dead. Come and get your old sweet son. Whoop jamboree, whoop jamboree. Big round fat man coming up behind. Whoop jamboree, jamboree. Come and get your old sweet son. Well, now we're past the lizard line, and the shore, me boys, will heave in sight. We'll soon be abreast of the Isle of Wight. Come and get your oats, me son. Whoop jamboree, whoop jamboree. Big round fat man coming up behind. Whoop jamboree, whoop jamboree. Come and get your oats, me son.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1633, and you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Vince Guaraldi and his recording Oh Good Grief, a collection of music that he wrote for the Charlie Brown specials. And we just heard It's Your Dog, Charlie Brown, that's on Warner Brothers Records. We are listening to music this week that's not for kids only, music that just might appeal to both parents and children. And we just heard a wonderful recording from Cindy Callett. The recording is called Leave the Cake in the Mailbox, and we heard her kids singing two songs, Turn the Glasses Over and Whoop Jamboree. That was made 16 years ago. I imagine they're all grown by now. That's on Stone's Throw Music. And before that, from Barry Mania, the songs of Lou and Peter Berryman as sung by Steve Gillette and Cindy Mankson, and we heard A Chat With Your Mom in this set of mom tunes. That's on Compass Rose Music from Steve and Cindy. And we let off that set with Christine Lavin in this set dedicated to all the moms out there. We heard Sometimes Mother Really Does Know Best. That's the title track of a live recording from the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. Sometimes Mother Really Does Know Best, and that's on Appleseed Records from Christine. We're going to lead off this next set, which pertains pretty much to frogs, with a story from West Africa from Laura Sims called Monkey and Frog from Four-Legged Tales on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
There was a monkey who was tired of living alone. So he went to see Frog. Frog agreed that they'd get on well together. Monkey was a good cook, kept the house. Frog was happy because generally Frog was lazy. Everything was going along quite well until the rainy season came. The first night it rained, Frog complained, "It's so cold here. I'm wet. I'm miserable. I can't sleep." Monkey said, "Tomorrow, we'll spend the day gathering bark. We'll beat the bark and make cloth. We'll sew it. By evening, we'll have blankets. Don't worry. You'll be warm tomorrow night." "Good," said Frog. "I hate to be cold." But when the sun came out the next morning, Frog just stretched out on a lily pad. Monkey said, "Come on, let's go. We've got a lot of work today. We have to make those blankets." "Not today," said Frog. "It's so beautiful out. It'll be warm tonight. With sun like this, I can't work." That night, it rained again. Frog complained all night. Monkey said, "You see? It's cold at night, it's hot during the day. We'll work all day tomorrow, make those blankets, and you'll be comfortable tomorrow night." "Fine," said Frog. "I hate to be cold. I don't like this at all." In the morning, the sun came out. Frog stretched on the lily pad. Monkey said, "Come on, let's go. We've got a lot to do." "Not today. I have to rest. It's so warm. I can't work." Well, it kept going on like that. Every single night, Frog complained. During the day, Frog didn't want to work. Monkey grew so disgusted, he decided it was better to live alone. As for Frog, whenever it rains, you can hear him hooting, gribbiting, carrying on. As soon as the sun comes out, he's quiet. That's the way it's been. That's the way it will always be.
I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. It's not as bad as it appears. He wears glasses and
about our kids. I know they'll turn out neat. They'll be great looking cause they'll have my face. Great swimmers cause they'll have his feet.
Well, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. He's not as bad as he appears. He's got a rhythm and a PhD.
Well, I know we can make things work. He's got good family sense. His mother was a frog from Philadelphia. His daddy an enchanted prince. The neighbors are against it, and it's clear to me, and it's probably clear to you. They think value on their property will go right down if the family next door is blue.
Well, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. I've got it tattooed on my chest. It says P-H-R-O-G. It's frog to me.
Hey, let me sing you another song that you may have heard in a different way. Over in England again, there was a farmer. He had a big bushy beard and a bald head. And he raised apples and pear trees. And he loved to sing as he was striding up and down between his rows of fruit trees. And he'd made up his own version of an old song. You've probably heard it, Old Froggy Went A-Courting. But he's... This is a different way. He made up some new words to it. Oh, there was a little frog lived in a well. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. And a pretty little mouse lived under a mill. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to cheese. Here's to the pears and the apple trees. And here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. I'm going to move this mic a little forward so that the mic won't cut me right in half up there. And the people up in the balcony don't have to see me dodging that like that. Now, Froggy went a-courting and he did ride. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Now, Miss Mouse, you must decide. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to cheese, here's to the pears and the apple trees, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. I'll have to ask my Uncle Rat. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells, and see what he does say to that. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to cheese, here's to the pears and the apple trees, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Well, Uncle Rat says I'm much afraid. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. If you don't marry Froggy, you're gonna die an old maid. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to cheese. Here's to the pears and the apple trees. And here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Well, open the oysters, spill the champagne. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Never will there be such a feast again. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to cheese. Here's to the pears and the apple trees. And here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. But as they were going it hot and strong, ding, dang, dong, go the wedding bells. the good gray cat came prowling along. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to Cheese, here's to the pears and the apple trees, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. She sprang through the window right out of the yard. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. She didn't bring no invitation card. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to Cheese, here's to the pears and the apple trees, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Now Uncle Rat like a hero stood. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Puss wet her whiskers in his blood. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to Cheese, here's to the pears and the apple trees, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Now Miss Mousie made a dive for a crack. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Puss made a pounce and he broke her back. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to Cheese, here's to the pears and the apple trees, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Now where was the valiant frog the while? Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. He just about broke the 4-minute mile. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to Cheese, here's to the pears and the apple tree, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Now this is the end of him and her. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. There won't be no tadpoles covered in fur. Ding dang dong go the wedding bells. Here's to Cheshire, here's to Cheese, here's to the love and the apple tree, and here's to the lovely strawberries. Ding dang dong go the wedding.
We're listening to songs and tunes that are not for kids only this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Pete Seeger, recorded live on April 28, 1962 at Town Hall in Manhattan. And Here's to Cheshire, Here's to Cheese, based upon Froggy Winnicorton. That's on Columbia Records. Listen to some frog tunes in this set. And before that, we heard I'm in Love with a Big Blue Frog from Peter Paul Mary from album 1700 on Warner Brothers Records. And we let off that set with a wonderful story from Laura Sims from her recording Four-Legged Tales. And we heard Monkey and Frog. That's from Western Africa. It's on Lyricord Discs from Laura Sims. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's a new recording I got this year from a woman named Sandy Ross. And here's the title track, Grandma's Got a Boombox, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Brother David keeps on playing his garage band blues, while Uncle Mike keeps dancing in his blue suede shoes. In Grandma's day, Fanny Goodman was king. She may not rock, but she sure can swing. And Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox. And she can crew Sinatra tunes. Cousin Ruthie sings classics to her rhythm machine. And karaoke in the bars, cause she thinks that's keen. You can keep your waves and your ROM CDs, your iPods and your MP3s, cause Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox, and she can Queen Sinatra too. Every Saturday night at the old folks' home, you can see her jump and jive. She rolls the wheelchairs into the halls and kicks the walkers aside. Then those white-haired ladies in their support stockings hike the skirts up to their knees. And little old men jump and twist and shout each time that grandma belts one out. And you know she's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox. And she can croon Sinatra tunes. Grandma's got a boombox. What's that? Grandma's got a boombox. It's a matter of fact. Grandma's got a boombox, and she can croon Sinatra tunes. Yeah, I know I'm bragging, but I've heard it said that in Victorville she's been knocking 'em dead. Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox. Grandma's got a boombox.
Been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. All through the week it's as quiet as a mouse, but on a Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook, a waiter, or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday night fish fry.
It was rockin'.
Sing it, fellas.
It was rockin'.
See, they know what I'm talking about.
You haven't seen such stuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Real Southern hospitality.
It was rockin'.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was rockin'.
Having a real good time.
You ever seen such scuffin' and shuffin' till the break of dawn?
Now, my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered. Let the joy begin. We knew this was the right place to play, 'cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden, the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared, I didn't know where to go. So I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rockin'.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was rockin'.
Having a real good time.
You never seen such scuffin' and shuffin' till the break of dawn. It was rockin'.
Hit the road, Jack.
It was rockin'.
Don't hurry back.
You never seen such scuffin' and shuffin' till the break of dawn.
Now the women were screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles were flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered,
"Better get out of here, it's a raid."
I didn't know we was breaking the law, but somebody reached up and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was rocking.
Having a real good time.
You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking.
Hit the road, Jack.
It was rocking.
Don't hurry back.
You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the tried to crawl up underneath the bathtub, but a policeman said,
"Where you going now, bud?"
They got us out of there like a house on fire and put us all in that black mirage. They might have missed a pitiful view, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was rocking.
Having a real good time.
You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking.
Hit the road, Jack.
It was rocking.
Don't hurry back.
You never seen such scuffing and shoving till the break of dawn.
We headed for the jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. So if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention fish to me.
It was rocking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was rocking.
Having a real good time.
You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was rocking.
Having a real good time.
You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
You've done about all one kid can do in one day, so you might as well go to sleep. You might as well go to sleep. And I have said about all one dad can say, so you might as well go to sleep. Well, I know you hate to go to bed and to get up is such a trial, but you might as well go to sleep. You might as well go to sleep. Oh, I know you are wild, you are my child, but you might as well go to sleep. Nothing on TV, the VCR's busted, and all your little friends are zonked out. It's just me and you, and I'm sleepy too. Let's find out what our dreams are gonna be about. You've done about all one kid can do in one day, so you might as well go to sleep. You might as well go to sleep. And I've said about all one dad can say, so you might as well go to sleep. You might as well go to sleep. You might as well, might as well. Might as well go to sleep. Close that other eye now. You might as well go to sleep. You already had a drink of water. Might as well go to sleep. You might as well go to sleep. I don't know what would happen if you rode your bicycle off the roof of the garage and hit a board that was across the barrel and flew way up and hit the moon, and the moon flew into pieces and you were still on your bike riding on a piece of the moon back down towards the ocean and the tide was rising. There'd be a lot of ramifications to the whole situation, but I think maybe we should work on it tomorrow. It's going to be a big day. You might as well go to sleep. You might as well go to sleep.
Greg Brown from his kids' record called Bathtub Blues and a tune called You Might As Well Go to Sleep. He says, I wrote this for my youngest, who, like me, goes stubbornly by her own clock, not the world's. It's on Red House Records. And before that, from the original London cast recording of Five Guys Named Mo featuring Louis Jordan's greatest hits, we heard Saturday Night Fish Fry. That's on Relativity Records. And we let off that set with Sandy Ross and the title track of her recording Grandma's Got a Boombox. That's on SLR Productions Records. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week of kids' songs that aren't just for kids. I hope you've all had a really nice summer. Time to go back to school. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1633.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land.